Well, good morning, everybody. Last few years in the Mid-South, and particularly in Tennessee, this has been a picture that's been painted across the landscape prior to planting cotton. Many producers are struggling to control glyphosate-resistant horseweed with their later spring burn-down applications. And here is a illustration that may help me explain to you why this may be the case. Horseweed is not only classified as a winter annual, but also a summer annual. And from this graph, you can see germination can occur essentially 9-10 months out of the year, with two major germination periods being in the spring and again in the fall. I feel like producers are pretty consistent with their burndown applications with controlling these spring germinated horseweed populations, but it's the dense fall horseweed populations that are giving us trouble. The University of Tennessee has made recommendations to growers to go out earlier in the growing season, earlier in the spring, February through March, targeting smaller weeds, and we have had some success with this. However, this is easier said than done. Many of the producers, particularly in Tennessee, are spread out. They spend a lot of time traveling to fields, and they can't be as timely as they need to be. And also, this time of year, it's a lot of wet conditions, wind, so it makes it difficult for them to be where they need to be at a specific time. So with that thought, we wanted to set up a study where we could see that these early spring burndowns were better than our later spring burndowns. So what if we could even open the window even wider and look at some fall applications, because we feel like these fall horseweeds are the ones that are giving us the problem. So let's go out with a fall application and get them when they're germinating. So we had two objectives in this study. One was to evaluate glyphosate resistant horseweed control with fall and spring applications, looking at those two timings. And then the second objective was to evaluate applications with and without a sequential residual herbicide. Now I'll go into depth and explain that a little bit more later. Now, methods materials for this study were a randomized complete block design with four replications. Treatments were applied with a 110-15 flat band nozzles with a CO2 backpack sprayer, calibrated to deliver 15 gallons per acre at 40 PSI. We essentially had three application timings, fall, which went out in November, early spring applications went out in March, and then the app planting applications went out about 2 days after cotton was planted, and the planting date was April 28th, so you're looking at it right around the first day, first 2 or 3 days of May. Now, for the purposes of this presentation, we evaluated percent control, or that's what's being reported. We had other rating dates, but we wanted to show the bread and butter of the rating dates, because this was when all the applications were out, and we had a good, fair comparison across all the treatments. And also, I'll talk about yield. Now, to list our fall applications, we went out with a pint of Clarity, and then a tank mixed with Valor at 2 ounces, Reflex at a pint, two rates of Invoke, 0.1 and 0.05, and then 24 ounces of Direx, and then Clarity alone. Now, our early spring applications consisted of, this time we cut the rate back to 8 ounces of Clarity, and then with a 2 ounce rate of Valor, 16 ounces of Reflex, and then 16 ounces of Direx, and again, Clarity alone. And I also want to add that these applications had a Roundup WeatherMax 22-ounce rate included in the tank mix. We reduced the rate of Clarity because of the potential to see some crop injury going that close to planting. So that was the reason why we went to a half a pint instead of the pint. Our at planting applications, we looked at Ignite at 29-ounce rate, and then Gramoxone and Caprol tank mix. Now, for the first objective, looking at application timing, the big question was, or essentially fall versus spring. we ran a contrast statement. And on the x-axis here, you'll see percent control, and on the y-axis, I have application timings. And for the remainder of the presentation, essentially, most of the graphs will be set up similar. Just keep an eye on the x-axis. It'll either be percent control or lint cotton yield. But to answer our question, we did not see a difference in application timing for percent control. Looking at the p-value here, it showed to be not significant. And again, similar results with yield as well, which was good to know. It answered the question that we had, that fall applications were comparable to our spring applied burn downs. So to further analyze the data, we went in and looked, did a LSD on the fall applications. And what we found was at 190 days after application, we still had better than 80% control with the four leading treatments, which was very, very good control for that amount of time. Now, I want you to look at the Direx Clarity treatment. At 190 days out, we didn't see but about 50% control. But right after the applications went out, the ratings through the winter, we had very good initial control. We just feel like the Direx didn't last as long. It just played out at planting application time. And this can be seen here with the yield. We for whatever reason it yielded with the rest of them. I feel like we had a real high fall flush, and it knocked those back enough to give it some slack. Now, these next few slides, I've got some pictures I want to show you. There'll essentially be two photo dates, May 14th and September 6th, and it's kind of a before and after. This is our glyphosate check at May 14th, and here's our check about 2.5 or 3 weeks before we picked this cotton. And here's the dicamba at a pint and Valor at 2 ounces applied in the fall. And here it is at September 6th. It's a pretty good treatment. I want to say that these plots didn't see anything other than Roundup after the burn downs were applied. And here's Clarity and Direx applied in the fall. Again, we're looking at horseweed control. And here it is, September 6th. There are a few escapes here that went on to make seed. Just want to make note of that. Now, for our early spring applications, rated 30 days out, we saw what you might expect, about 90% control. We were really timely with our applications. And for lint cotton yield, kind of the same story there. Now, here's some spring applications. We're looking at Clarity at 8 ounces and the Valor at 2 ounce rate applied in the spring. As you can see, the annual grasses are dying. That's from the Roundup in the tank mix. And again, September 6th. Now, our at planting applications, this kind of tells a story in its own. We didn't see, these were rated 12 days out after treatment, and we didn't see very consistent control, and I think this is what's getting a lot of our growers in trouble. It's kind of a last-minute resort. It's basically their only option once you get close to planting. The Ignite did not perform any better than the glyphosate treatments, and we only got about 60% control from our Gramoxone and Caprol application. And the reason why is it's as it's been said many times before, it's just the environment that we had at the time these applications were made. It was cool and cloudy conditions. But again, it didn't seem to affect the yield, or we had about 800 pounds of lint. Now, for my second objective, we're looking at applications with and without sequential residual herbicide. Basically, what we did was we compared all of the treatments in the study at each application timing versus the Clarity Alone application to see if we got a benefit from adding another residual, and we did it for each application timing. So for the fall application timing, we saw, I guess you could say that's a difference statistically, but numerically, 70% versus 90%, I'd say that's a difference in any day for a percent control. And then we saw about 200 pounds in cotton from that residual herbicide, so it did benefit us to have it in the fall. Now in the spring, we didn't see it to be significant. However, the difference is still there numerically, having that residual in, but we didn't see the difference in yield like we did in the fall. Now, just to summarize this study up, we did not see a difference in application timing. That's good, good to answer that question for producers that may have the interest in going out in the fall. We can say that it's just as good as going in the spring. And fall applications of Valor Reflex, Invoke provided about 80% control of glyphosate-resistant horseweed. And then applications that went out in the fall that were mirrored in the spring performed about the same, or performed similarly. And then essentially if a fall application is warranted, it's going to be beneficial for you to put in a residual herbicide or an additional residual herbicide in the tank mix. Now, just some closing thoughts about fall applications, and these have been said before, but they are certainly worthy of making note of. Fall applications can and will lighten spring workloads. We can target smaller weeds. We can use higher rates of our herbicides without the chance of seeing some crop injury, and we can also do a better job or have more time to get the chemicals such as dicamba cleaned out of our tanks. I know in our region a lot of growers using dicamba in their tank mixes. It comes back to haunt them later in the growing season with their first post-emergence application. So having going out earlier in the year, you may have more time to get that cleaned out. But however, on the flip side, are producers going to have the time or desire? I don't know. In the fall, many growers are not studying putting another crop in. They're studying something else, or they're trying to get their crop out. But that's up for them to decide. We've answered the question. And also be aware that there are certain recrop restrictions with herbicides that go out in the fall that may obligate them to plant certain crops or situations where they may not get to plant the crop they want. And so be aware of that. And then also erosion concerns, particularly in our area in Tennessee. We have large acres of no-till, and if you go out in the fall with a broad-spectrum herbicide and control all the vegetation throughout the winter, there's a chance you're going to lose some topsoil. So be aware of that. And also, from our studies, I didn't show any data slides, but the rating dates after the planting, at planting application or at planting dates, the fall applications really, they broke really quickly. When the temperatures warm up and those spring or the summer annuals start coming through, they didn't hold as long as the spring applied treatments did. So be aware that a sequential application may be needed earlier in the spring as well. Now, I'd like to thank Patricia Brawley. She's helped with this research, and Cotton Incorporated for funding. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Any questions for Lucas?
Yes, sir.
Was the winter treatment sufficient that only had Clarity and Smart would be sufficient to pick up for the pre-emergent helmet?
Well, that's what we did. We ran that. You're talking about the question is it beneficial to have a pre-emergence in the Clarity in the spring?
Yeah.
Well, we found that for the fall applied, it was. It did give us an actual benefit, but in the spring, we didn't see that benefit statistically. But we did see some numerical benefit from having it in there, and personally, I would like to see it in there, particularly like I mentioned, the sequential application is going to save you. You're probably going to have to make it anyway for your spring or your summer annuals. When it starts warming up, they're going to germinate, so it's going to give you some assurance to get some control later on in the growing season for those as well. So yes, I'd like to see it go out.
Any additional questions? All right. Thank you very much, Lucas.